He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans had their first Monday night football game in team history, and they came up big time on primetime, beating the Jags 30-17. They got huge performances from Mario Williams and Steve Slayton, which Gary Kubiak was proud of how his troops protected the football. Before we get to that, make sure your Texans are well represented at the 2009 Pro Bowl. You can vote for players like Andre Johnson, Mario Williams, and D'Amico Ryan on NFL.com. The deadline is December 9th, so get your vote in soon.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
Coach Gary Kubiak told his players that they had to win the turnover battle to beat the Jags on national TV. That meant playing big up front, forcing turnovers, and holding on to the ball. The Texans did just that. The defense forced two fumbles and recorded an interception. The Texans ended up plus two in the turnover battle.
When we win turnover battles, we win games. I think I showed our players a stat the other night that we've won like 13 turnover battles in my 2.5 years here, and we're 11-2 in those games. And the last 8 turnover battles we've won every one of those games. So that makes it 9. So that's a big part of football. You know, if you win the turnover battle, you're getting great field position, good things are happening for your team. It's always been a key force, and we've obviously done a better job here in the last few weeks.
The Texans were also more aggressive on defense. They rushed the passer and made big plays in the secondary for the second consecutive week.
There's a big deal made last week. Are we blitzing more and those type of things? I don't know that we're blitzing much more than we have in the past. Maybe a little bit. We're just more aggressive right now. I think the defense is comfortable with Dante returning to his old spot. They've gotten confidence in a DB playing, a Bentley playing. Mario's playing very well, getting a Moby back. I just think they've kind of, gelled a little bit here in the last couple of weeks. And, the same guys have been on the field every week, and they're just playing better together. And we are being a little bit more aggressive with our calls, and we're handling the calls. We're not giving up big plays. So they've been the strength of the team these last few weeks. They really led the way.
No one played bigger on defense than Mario Williams. Defensive end was pretty angry going into the game because ESPN's Ron Jaworski had said he lacked, quote, an elite first step. Well, Mario bull rushed, he pulled out swim moves, and he ended up with 3 sacks and a forced fumble. Running back Steve Slayton also had his coming out party. He told Kubiak at halftime, "Coach, give me more carries." And then he went on to record 130 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's really growing up. I was teasing with the team a while ago. It's funny you ask. At halftime, I didn't run the ball enough in the first half, to be honest with you. We got a little out of whack play call-wise. The kid came up to me at halftime. Here's a rookie. He grabs me by the shirt and says, "Hey, I'm okay. Give me the ball." I think a lot of him. He reminds me of Portis personality-wise that I've coached for years. He's got a great personality. Nothing's too big for him. And to watch him get stronger at the end of the game is very impressive.
The win makes the Texans 5-7, and they head to Green Bay to take on the Packers on Sunday. As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
It's football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no